Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James 5:7 says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain." Now, the therefores are in the Bible so that we connect the previous passage or the previous thoughts to the next thought. This is the principle. The principle is what? Be patient. Be patient. Why? Well, we go back to the previous paragraph. And the previous paragraph was that rich people basically corrupt themselves because they pursue riches to the detriment of all other people. They put down poor people. They misuse people without influence. They are constantly tearing apart everything else just so that they themselves can be enriched. Now, this is just simply selfishness. And the only solution for selfishness is patience. Now, Americans know very little about this because if we want it, we buy it. Well, technically, we don't buy it. The bank loans us a car. The bank loans us a house. The credit card company loans us that purchase, whether it's our clothes or our shoes, whether it's a new appliance for the house or a new gadget for the garage. We don't own those things. They're just loaned to us by the finance company, whether it's the bank or the credit union. Pretending to be rich and being rich both have the same sin at the center: impatience. Selfish impatience. We can't delay our gratification. If I want it, charge it. I'm going to pay. See, I can't afford it now, so I'm going to pay 20-some percent interest on every dollar. That's almost a quarter on every dollar because I can't afford it now. I can't figure out how in the world I would think that I could afford it plus another 25% whenever I do decide to pay for it, if I do ever decide to pay for it. But again, I don't care about that. I'm not interested in the details. I want the new shiny thing. Now, the problem with this is that it's ungodly. The problem with this is that it's not biblical. The problem with this is that it does not reflect Jesus. And that's why for all of those verses, the first six in this chapter, James, the brother of Jesus, has been hammering away at the same theme that his brother had hammered away with our Lord Jesus when he talked about riches and the way they corrupt the soul and drag us into horrific experiences, which, of course, left us with terrible possibilities, as we read that first paragraph. On the contrary to wanting to be rich, on the contrary of pretending to be rich, the Bible teaches the exact opposite. Plant, water, weed, and wait. Write it down. Plant, water, weed, and wait. And you repeat that process. You water, weed, wait. Water, weed, wait. water, weed, wait. You don't buy on credit. You don't injure another person by withholding their salary from them, their wages, just because they can't do anything about it. Or lying to them and telling them that you would pay them this much, and then at the end of the contract time, whatever it is, a day laborer or whatever, you short them just because you want to keep a little bit more. There is an inherent device inside of generosity that's motivated from a heart of love and care. And that is that God blesses the giver. He gives you more if you decide to give more. Loose fingers are God's policy. You start with your tithe. You give God at least the fear of the Lord, 10%. Then you give to Caesar what is Caesar's. In my case, it's 15%. And then, when you find someone in need, someone who doesn't have food in their home, someone who says, well, all I have is water at home, and you go and you get groceries for them, and you help them, and God says, I like that your fingers aren't sticky. I'll reward that. This passage starts with this whole issue of patience. And it takes patience to stop spending money you don't have, to impress people you don't know, people who don't care about you anyway. It's hard. It takes patience. But this lust of the flesh must be stopped. I find it interesting that this is at the end of the letter. What would you remember if you were reading a letter of this size? Which part of the letter would you remember the most when you finish the letter? The beginning, the middle, the end?
Yeah.
The end, of course. And here, you and I are to remember to be patient and persevering. Now, for those who like to read ahead, you'll notice that the next thought that's coming, remember the last thought was, don't worry about riches. This thought's be patient and build your wealth. The next one is give it away. There is a connectivity in this last chapter to the real life of Christ in you and in me. James is setting us up to wrap up this thought. He started with trials and troubles. He's talked about all sorts of problems that we've had. But he comes now to the core issue. And Luke 16, 10 through 12 again reminds us that if you are faithful with the little bit called money, God will be faithful with you and give you true riches, eternal riches. And that's why you need to be patient. Because some of you will not get rich in this life. The poor we will have with us always. Some of you will have more. But you need to be patient, because if you use what you have the way God gives it, whatever He gives, you'll be giving treasure in heaven, because you'll be laying up for yourselves treasure in heaven as you give to God, as you give to the government, and as you give to those in need. And when you stand in your heavenly realm, you'll be far richer than you were in your earthly realm. James 5 and 7.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.